Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7, the team. We invite you to get involved by calling 994-1017. That's 994-1017 and get into the action. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7, the team. Got a lot of great stuff coming up. This week was kind of crazy. NASCAR introduces new point structure with a TV special. Segment winners, caution periods, playoff points. Oh, my, all kinds of stuff going on. ESPN's Bob Pockrass is going to join the show with some perspective. Juan Pablo Montoya is crowned champion of champions. Sebastian Vettel wins the Nations Cup for Germany at the Race of Champions, rolls into Miami. Liberty Media finalizes control of Formula One. F1's Bernie Ecclestone leaves after a four-decade reign. I've also got an interview coming up we did this week with Butch Eddie Munster Patrick. That's right. I couldn't pass up that opportunity. Eddie Munster, actually Butch, will be at Super Nationals next week. And I invite you to come out and meet him. Heck of a guy. But the interview coming up a little bit later. Also caught up with Reggie Tibbetts. He was actually at the Grand Nationals Roadster Show that's going on this weekend as they have some final tune-up for the Super Nationals. That's going to be next week. We're going to be coming to you live, actually, from Super Nationals for our fifth broadcast from there. We've got a last-minute opportunity to get some discount tickets and some free tickets available. Of course, Super Nationals is February 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Expo New Mexico. Hey, a lot of great races going on this weekend. Since 1962, racing legends from around the world have descended on Daytona to compete in a grueling 24-hour marathon. The Rolex 24 Hours of Daytona is notoriously merciless on both driver and machine as sleep-starved crews perform mechanical miracles from sunrise to sunset. Fans will watch battles of an army of rivals as span auto racing's universe in the first IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship race this season. Rain may actually be the ultimate winner of that race. IMSA rolls out all new prototypes for the top class of its four divisions, and the sexy prototype, Daytona prototype international cars from Cadillac, Mazda, and Nissan have zero race experience. Questions surround the durability of the 12 entries in the prototype class, raising the possibility that the overall winner of the 55th running of the historic sports car race could come from a lower division. There are a total of 55 cars in the event, and a stacked class in the GT Daytona division has 27 cars from 9 different manufacturers, including Lexus, Mercedes, AMG, and Acura, which is making their first Rolex 24 debut. It's the GT Le Mans class that could pull off a very rare upset. The winner has come from the prototype class all but 4 times in the last 25 years, most recently in 2003. There are 11 entries in the factory-supported GTLM class, including 4 Fords from Chip Ganassi, who was pulled out of prototype class and does not have his traditional star car lineup of NASCAR and IndyCar stars. He's still got Scott Dixon, Sebastian Bourdais, and Tony Kanaan in the race, just spread among 3 different entries. Bourdais' team with pole sitter Joey Hand and Dirk Mueller to win their class last June at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Although Ganassi does not have a star-studded car in the prototype class, the division does boast 4-time NASCAR champ Jeff Gordon, who's driving a Cadillac with Wayne Taylor, with the Wayne Taylor team. He's teaming with brothers Ricky and Jordan Taylor and Max Anginelli, I always have trouble saying that, who says he's retiring after the race. Another look in the race another look in the race that Michael Schenck Racing isn't fielding a prototype car either, and instead has two Acura entries in the GT Daytona class, which means NASCAR star A.J. Allmendinger couldn't be part of the lineup for the first time in years. Schenck has Ryan Hunter-Reay teaming with Oswaldo Nigeri, Jeff Segal, and Tom Dyer in one car, and Graham Rahal with Andy Lally, Catherine Leggy, and Mark Wilkinson in the other car. Four-time winner Scott Pruitt also won't contend for a record sixth overall victory because he's no longer with Canassi and instead launching Lexus debut in the GTD class, and will be teamed up with Sage Karam, who would drive with Canassi in the past, and Ian James and Gustavo Menez. Should be interesting. You can tune in today, starting at 12:30 Mountain, and check out the Rolex 24 at Daytona. All right, let's talk some superstars. That's right, the race of champions and the champion of champions. Juan Pablo Montoya was crowned champion of champions after prevailing against some of the best drivers in the world head-to-head format in the 28th annual event, which was held on the U.S. soil for the first time in Miami at Marlins Park. It was pretty cool to see him racing actually in a baseball park. What they did to change that thing was absolutely amazing. Montoya won his final seven races, including both against Tom Christensen, who has 5 second-place finishes to his credit in 15 appearances. The four-time world champion was Germany's sole representative in Sunday's race in the Nations Cup competition after teammate Pesco Wehrlein was withdrawn after he flipped a vehicle in the accident on Saturday. Vettel turned in the extra seat time to advantage, in which the drivers were required to quickly adapt to unfamiliar cars, which the cars were the star of that thing. It was absolutely amazing. He dispatched the Team Colombia duo of Juan Pablo Montoya and Gabby Chavez after squaring, and then finally squaring off against the USA NASCAR pairing of Kurt Busch and Kyle Busch. The Busch brothers reached the final in a controversial fashion as Kurt Busch appeared to jump the start in the semifinal heat against Team USA car USA's Alexander Rossi. All right, so that was a lot of fun to watch that. But hey, we actually have some breaking news we want to get to. Joining the show right now is Robert Shea. How you doing this morning, Robert?
Good morning, David. Real good. What's happening?
Well, I heard, as I continue to hear rumors over the years about Hollywood Hills, I know that you kind of ran the program there for a while, including the inception when it got kicked off with the World of Outlaws race. I don't know, what was that, back in like 2002, 2003?
Yes.
Word on the street is the grandstands are actually coming down, being sold, going to Florida. And I know that they're building a really nice new track down in Las Cruces. Sounds like the catch fence is heading over there. Can you confirm any of those reports?
Well, the best I can tell you right now is that I have it from very reliable sources that, as a matter of fact, one of them, is related to the broker of the deal that it's the superstructures coming down and going to Florida. The catch fence, as you mentioned, is going down south to the racetrack that Royal Jones and his crew are building down there. And then also that as we speak, there were crews either mobilized and on their way to the facility and to start work, or that they're already there and they're getting set up. So I there's always rumors that go on around in racing about one track or another or a new track being built, but it's very rare that you hear of one, the timing of one is getting destructed instead of constructed.
Well, and we've heard these rumors before, and some of them, most of them have been untrue. What is different about this that you think that they're actually moving forward?
Well, mainly because of the personalities of the people that I've talked to, and they have no axe to grind in this. They don't benefit one way or the other by not telling, having the true story. But I do know that the casino and the tribe and everything has tried to figure out ways to utilize the facility, and it's been futile in that regard. So consequently, it's either time to sell it or run it. And I think that's, they finally came to that conclusion. I've having had some, history out there before, I do know that, that's is the sentiments of the Pueblo.
Awesome. Hey, Robert, really appreciate you jumping on this morning and kind of giving us an update on that.
Well, great. I'd like to, we're going to see you at Super Nationals?
Absolutely. We're going to be at Super Nationals next Saturday. We're going to do the show live. And, of course, we're going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And invite everybody to come out and check it out. I know you're going to be there helping me out, so I really, really appreciate you doing that.
Not a problem, sir. Thank you, and good show.
Awesome, awesome. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk about this new NASCAR point structure, at least attempt to talk to it. I think it's going to be one of these things that we're really going to have to see it in action and see how it goes. But joining us on the other side is Bob Pockris, and we're going to break all this down for you. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Hungry? Then you want WEX. WEX is the absolute best spot for breakfast and lunch. No wimpy, skimpy meals here. WEX serves you huge platters of home-cooked deliciousness. For breakfast, try their full-belly omelets, mouth-watering huevos rancheros, hot scratch-made buttermilk pancakes, and super big breakfast burritos. For lunch, check out WEX's giant belly-busting burgers and overstuffed sandwiches. I guarantee you'll never leave WEX hungry. 10 neighborhood locations open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. to serve you. A full-belly tradition since 1991. Wow, WEX.
101.7 The Team will be at San Felipe Casino again this year for the Team Bowl Bash. Food and drink specials all afternoon and door prizes and giveaways galore. The first 250 people get commemorative t-shirts and everyone has a chance to win a trip to see an NFL game next season. Doors open at 3. Don't miss the Team Bowl Bash, sponsored by New Mexico Look and Zia Graphics. See you at San Felipe Casino, 8 minutes north of Bernalillo on I-25.
Exit 252.
The thunder rolls in.
February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. As the Route 66 Casino Hotel Super National comes to Expo New Mexico. Presented by Napa, Smith's Ultimate Lighting, and Rich Ford. See over 150 of the nation's hottest rods, customs, motorcycles, and trucks. Presented by Your Wood Performance Center and Albuquerque Dragway. Don't miss Chip Coos Built Hot Rod.
Tennis Sphere.
Presented by Car Crafters
and Baruten Law Firm.
Four Wheel Parts
and R&S Power Sports.
The present Wildest Truck on the Planet.
Hawk 45.
Martin Senior Bank
and Loose Custom.
Present the top custom in the world.
Old School.
See Wild.
Pro Street
57 Chevy
by Pizza Castle,
and Berkshire Hathaway Home Service
from Sick Chops,
Slam
56 Lincoln,
and Wild
Overcast
Laser.
Presented by Motiva Performance
and Fat Daddy.
Worldwide Automotive and Got You Covered.
Present Amazing
Custom Plymouth
Rare Air.
Meet in person
Butch Patrick from the Munster.
Presented by Traverse Mechanical Service.
Free kids tickets at McDonald's.
Save $250 at Napa Auto Parts Store.
The Route 66 Casino Hotel.
Super National.
February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Expo to Mexico.
Don't miss it.
Incredible views, stunning sunsets, historic adobe decor. It's the Prairie Star Restaurant and Wine Bar starting their 31st year on the beautiful Santa Ana Pueblo, a true New Mexico treasure. It's Wednesday Wine and Dine. Two dine for $60 includes a bottle of wine. Or Prime Rib Thursdays, a 10-ounce chef's cut with a glass of house red, just $30 per person. This Valentine's Day, your sweetheart deserves the best. Enjoy five courses for $69 per person. Make your reservations today, 867-3327 or prairiestarrestaurant.com.
Hail damage got you down? Call Metro Dent Hail Free Car for a free damage assessment and deductible assistance. Their 20-year certified PDR technicians provide satisfaction guaranteed and a lifetime warranty. Free rental car and pickup. Call 505-210-0272. MetroDentHailFreeCar.com.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Okay, so on Wednesday, NASCAR did as all forms of sports seems to do now. They had a star-studded, made-for-TV experience in which they rolled out the new point system for NASCAR. And of course, Bob Pockris with ESPN was there, and he is joining us this morning. How are you doing this morning, Bob?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. All right. I got to ask you, because now we've had a few days to digest this whole new point system. Tell me a little bit, if you can, kind of a synopsis of kind of what the new point structure is going to look like.
You want a synopsis of a...
Okay,
all right. You have 20 minutes? I thought this was only a 15-minute segment.
Yeah, so. That's it. Okay, well, let's kind of recouch this. Okay.
All right.
I think you had a very good question when you asked him, how do you think that this new point structure is going to sit with the traditional fans? Let's start with that. How do you think that the traditional fans are going to sit with this new point structure?
Well, I mean, I think there'll be some traditional fans who feel like a points championship should be decided over 36 races. There'll be some that like me, that really kind of like the first chase system, where you had to be really very, very good for 10 races. But I think for people, and I'll include myself in that group, who thought that, man, you could really kind of mediocre your way to at least the round of 8.
Right.
In the old system, this system won't allow you to do that because of these playoff points that they're giving. They're giving, you know, 1 point for a segment win, and there'll be two segments that carry over that last about the first half of the race, and then 5 playoff points for a race win. So, you know, race wins are important, but if you can be leading at the quarter mark or halfway mark, approximately, of races, you're going to get a point that not only is a bonus, a playoff point, as we're trying to call them, for the first round, like you used to when the points are reset. You now carry those points into the second round and the third round when those points are reset. So your regular season performance just means so much more. And in addition to that, you know, as many of your listeners probably know, they'll be giving the top 10 after each of these segments or stages, these first two segments or stages early in the race, they're going to give them points. So your regular season point total, will be different. At the end of the regular season, the top 10 in points get additional playoff points to carry through the playoffs on a 15-10, 8-1 scale. So, You're racing. I truly, actually, you know, I don't believe everything that comes out of Denny Hamlin's mouth, but this is true. But I really believe it's true. He was true that up until Homestead, where it's still 4 drivers with the same amount of points and, you know, no bonus points or anything as far as these playoff points, you know, or even bonus points from the first 2 segments. While Homestead is still the same for the final 4 as it has been the past, even in the best finisher as the champion, at least to get to Homestead, I mean, I don't think you're going to have, you know, like a Ryan Newman, did the first year, you know, where he just, you know, again, the system before, I would say, meant that bad, you know, as long as you were good or close to very good some weeks, but just weren't bad, you had a good chance of being in the mix. Now, that's different. And I think that's a very, very good thing.
Well, because at first I was like, oh, here we go again. But I do think that the one thing that came out initially is them being able to handle the reset between, the first and second round. Because that was a complete wash, and you had nothing at that point. You had nothing that carried over from a regular season performance. Now that there's a reason to keep running, it's not like you brought up Denny Hamlin. Good point, because Denny was the first one to say that actually, well, last year we kind of relaxed after we won the Daytona 500 and went after how we were going to attack rounds, you know, getting out of round 1 and advancing, which of course they did. And then, you know, in the round of 8, they had 4 Gibbs cars and they ended up not actually being able to complete the championship. But the other thing that I thought was very interesting, because I was not a proponent of the caution clock, which apparently they were using to kind of deal with whether they were going to deal with the brakes, and whether they were going to have some TV breaks and how they were going to deal with that and have more racing. That's the other thing that I thought was very significant in this, is that there's these mandatory breaks, if you will, and segment wins. At first I thought, well, this is a complete disaster, But after actually sitting through the whole presentation, which is probably the point as to why they did it, I do get it now. And it kind of makes sense because, you know, in other forms of sports, you've got quarters, you've got halves. You know, how many times does Michael Jordan talk about, you know, finishing quarters strong? Now, this is kind of what that looks like. And other than trying to get past, you know, the fact that at first I was really upset because I thought, you know, being a local track promoter myself, I know, you know, that sometimes you can, you know, it's a long race and you can lose your fan base. Well, at the local tracks, we've got divisions that run, and we have intermission, which allows people to go to the bathroom and get some food. And I thought that Joey Chitwood did a great job of explaining to the how that was going to lay out to where it wasn't going to affect the people locally, you know, that are sitting there in the grandstands. So there is a much bigger component to this of what else are they doing with changing and trying to keep people engaged for a full 3.5, 4, 5 hours. You know how long these races are. What are your thoughts on these caution periods? I mean, do you think that it's going to reap the benefit that they're looking for?
I'm not sure. I think they talk. All right. First off, these cautions are just going to be like competition cautions.
Right.
All right. The laps are going to count. You're going to have a free pass. You can pit if you want. You don't have to pit if you want. The pits will be closed about 5 minutes or 5 laps before the end of a segment. So if you're running poorly, you know, do you pit with 6 or 7 laps in a segment and then stay out? You know, there's all sorts of strategies that I think people are going to be interested in. People are interested in watching pit stops. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how many commercials they can cram in there without missing the pit stops, right? And also hopefully that, you know, their hope is to at least, you know, try to get the winning driver on their in-car radio as they're rolling around under caution. The hope is that these cautions, these competition cautions are about 5 minutes. So I saw Mike Joy tweet that on some races they think that this will cover that there's the potential that fans could see, you know, 20%, I want to say, more green flag racing than they had in the past because the networks know they're going to have these cautions and these, you know, this time to run commercials. So we'll see. It's going to be very confusing at first because people are going to think that when the green flag drops on the second stage, that's lap one, kind of at that second
right.
stage, but it'll probably be lap like 10 because those laps after the first stage are all counting towards the second stage. So it's almost, if you're trying to wrap your head around it all we haven't spun it around so much yet.
Right.
Think of it as a competition caution at about the quarterway mark and you get some points, competition caution at the halfway mark and you get some points. And the race continues because, you know, look, these are long events. You know, there's a huge debate about whether some of these could be shorter. I think most of them are at good lengths. I could see some of the 500 mile races shortened to 400, but, you know, fans travel far for these races and the people in the grandstands who are paying the ticket, you know, many of them are kind of expecting a 3 hour event. You know, I think that the races won't be too much longer, but we'll see.
Do you think that this ultimately will bring more fans to the sport?
Well, that's a good question. I think so because I think if you're a fan, let's say you're a fan of Denny Hamlin or you're a fan of Brad Keselowski or you were a fan of Jimmy Johnson last year and your driver won early, you know, did you care to watch a race in the summer where you knew, well, yeah, if he won, he got 3 bonus points, but, you know, for the first round of the chase, but he's good enough for, oh, I said the word chase, you know, now NASCAR's going with
right.
the word playoffs, by the way.
Right,
so,
exactly.
But as I said, you know, now your driver has a reason to really, every race could impact whether they get to Homestead or not. And I think that's a big, big deal. You know, Jimmy Johnson is not going to be able to test during the summer, because he has a win on something that he's working on for Chicagoland. He's not going to be able to save a car, you know, he's going to have, because all these points are going to matter. They're going to matter for, you know, not only the bonus points that you get for playoff points that you get for a segment or race win, but again, that top being in the top 10 at the end of the regular season, that's going to that could give you a lot of points. You know, again, that can make the difference in the first three rounds of the playoffs. So that's where I think it will bring fans in. Will it bring in new fans? You know, I think that's a wait and see. I think that'll probably be more about how the racing is, personalities in the sport and some of the dynamics of the sport rather than a point system.
What did you think about actually the way that they presented this whole thing? You know, with bringing in having a panel from all the different segments of racing. Did you think that was successful? I mean, you know, being in the media center and kind of getting the vibe. I mean, what was your vibe of being there? I mean, were they successful with that?
I think so. Did you expect all the owners, drivers, NASCAR and tracks to go get in a circle and sing Kumbaya?
No.
You know?
I was shocked, actually. I was actually shocked.
So, I think they did it because they wanted to emphasize that this was a very collaborative effort. And there was one person who told me that they knew that the Streamline Hotel in 1948 was a collaborative effort of people to get the sport started, and this might have been the most collaborative effort since. So they really, I mean, this is, first off, this is not something that Monster sparked. Monster was just told about it a few weeks ago.
Okay.
These discussions have been going on for about the last 5 or 6 months. You know, they were talking about whether they should do heat races or how they should do things. And, you know, they were thinking about heat races, and the teams were like, look, our sponsors will be, you know, angry. You know, if they're not in the main event, you know, this could really hurt us. So NASCAR's like, well, okay, so how do we do it? And there was so much discussion, you know. In some ways, you wanted to ask, you know, for the last, you know, 3 years, all you've told us is that, you know, when the NCAA tournament, you don't carry anything over from the regular season, you know, and the NFL playoffs, you don't carry anything over really from the regular season except home field advantage. This is the same. Well, it's obvious that the drivers felt like that their regular season needed to mean more, you know, and NASCAR, I think, realized that, you know, when they saw the frustrated Brad Keselowski's near the end of the season, the Martin Truex Jr., and then they saw fans, you know, and start to figure out or be more vocal probably when they see some of these star drivers who have great regular seasons get knocked out before the final. When William Byron, you know,
yep,
5 wins and, you know, and pretty much and dominates a race and then has an engine blow, you know, was that justice that he doesn't advance? So I think all of these things have shown that NASCAR fans can stomach, you know, some sort of regular season carryover deeper into the playoffs.
Awesome. Hey, Bob, thank you for coming on. Help us break it down. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. Well, that was Bob Pockrass, of course, with ESPN, ESPN.com. You can check out his work. But great insight. I tell you, we're going to have, you know, a whole 29 days. That's right, 29 days to the Daytona 500 that we can pick this thing apart and we can decide. But I think ultimately the product's going to be on the track and we're going to have to see what we get. Hey, coming up on the other side, we got Eddie. We got Eddie Munster. That's right. Butch Patrick is going to join us on the other side with an interview we did earlier this week. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Bob Pockrass of ESPN.com. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Got auto plumbing problems? They have all the hoses and fittings you need. Yearwood is also the home for the car capsule that will keep your ride clean as you work on your other projects. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
Save big at Chisholm Trail RV during their 25th anniversary clearance event. Choose from hundreds of RVs, Super V's, fifth wheels, and travel trailers. All units are priced to go during the Chisholm Trail RV clearance event going on right now. Plus, get a free generator with purchase of any RV. And take advantage of their preseason savings in their service department. The Chisholm Trail Service Department has over 75 years combined experience in the RV industry. They'll check all systems and have your RV ready for the season. Hit the trail with Chisholm Trail RV, located just off Central and Juan de Bo.
Follow the spectrum of cash to San Felipe Casino for your chance to win up to $1,200 in cash every Sunday starting January 8th at 2, 4, and 6 p.m. Loyalty play drawings are Tuesdays from 4 to 7 p.m. and hot seat cash drawings are Fridays from 7 to 10 p.m. Like points, 1 point, every Wednesday this month has a different multiplier. 4 times, 11 times, 18 times, and yes, even 25 times points. Some exceptions apply. See Players Club for details. San Felipe Casino, I-25, exit 252.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides. With monthly full-color features, such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Boleyn, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
After the unspeakable, the Salvation Army speaks hope. Because thanks to your generosity, we're at the scene of disasters from the very beginning until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of both victims and emergency responders. Help us rebuild that hope by donating today. Call 881-4292. That's 881-4292. Or visit SalvationArmyUSA.org so that we can continue doing the most good.
Anytime is a good time for the Barley Room. Lunch and dinner with live music, karaoke, and a menu that will rival any restaurant in town. Unique offerings like Gouda Tots, Mexican egg rolls, and sliders get you started. The Barley Room provides catering and growler refills on local craft beer and draft favorites. Sit and enjoy a brew with the Mug Club. The Barley Room at Eubank in Spain. Catch the game in HD. Your perfect brew is waiting for you. BarleyRoom.com. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And, of course, next weekend is the Super Bowl. That's right, the Super Bowl of cars and car shows. And that's the Super Nationals. That's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And we've got a special treat for you. Joining the show right now is Butch Patrick, who is also known as Eddie Munster. How you doing, Butch?
I'm doing well. How about yourselves?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I was just curious, is this the first time you've ever come to Albuquerque?
No, actually, I've been to Albuquerque before. It's actually, I love New Mexico, the land of enchantment.
Exactly, and also known as the land of entrapment. We got a lot of different names, but a lot of great sun, and hopefully it's going to be a fantastic week. And I know there's 250 custom hot rods and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a great show. We look forward to having you here. And, you know, as a kid growing up, loved the show, and I was related to your character as a young person, but I also loved the cars. What was it like to be around, kind of those George Barris creations with the Munster Mobile and the Dragula?
Well, people often ask me what was my favorite part of being on the show, and I always say, whenever we would read our scripts on Monday morning and I would see the Munster coach was going to make an appearance, I was always very much all smiles because it meant two things. Number one, I got to ride around in the coolest car on television, and number two, it meant we would be outside of our dark, dingy soundstage, which was we were sort of trapped in most of the time. So I always enjoyed it, and George and I became dear friends, and I knew him until his passing, in November of 15. But what I really enjoyed doing was Wednesdays was my day to, it was our first day of filming. We filmed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I would take a long lunch hour and I would go visit his shop. and see what he was up to, and then I would go by my hobby shop and pick up either a model car or a piece of slot car track or something like that. So Wednesdays was big days for me, and George Barris was a dear friend.
That's fantastic. So did you guys ever, you know, get into a con, you know, like a, you know, which was better, the Monster Coach or the Batmobile? Was there ever an argument over that?
No, it was the Batmobile didn't come out until the Munsters was already over. So
there you go.
We had already passed the torch, so that was not a problem whatsoever.
Awesome. Well, you've probably had a lot of cool cars to drive. What was the coolest car you've ever had?
Oh gosh, well, my first car when I was 16 was a '69 Mach 1 that I really loved very much, and then I got rid of that, and then I got a 427 435 horse Corvette after that.
Wow.
When my stepdad had a car at Chrysler Plymouth dealership, so I drove 340 Cudas and Dusters, which was a lot of fun. I had the Formula 400 Firebird. I had another Corvette. I had a car, you know, mostly Mach 1s, you know, sports cars, mostly muscle cars, usually.
That is fantastic. That answers the second question, which, are you a car guy? I think the answer is clearly with that. There's some fabulous, fabulous muscle cars in there. What is the fastest that you've ever gone?
160,
and you didn't even pause on that. So
no, 160, but it was a long, long time ago in the Corvette at about 3 a.m. on the LA freeway.
That's fantastic. What was it like actually to be a child star?
Well, you know, it was something special. I mean, I knew it was an unusual situation. It wasn't an everyday scenario, but I lived 30 miles from the studio, so I kind of turned it on and off. I went to work, I did my job, and went behind the studio gates, and then as soon as I came out, I was back into the real world and looking forward to riding my bicycle or my mini bike or driving my go-kart or going to the beach and just being a kid.
So life was still pretty normal for you, even with the, you know, all the attention with, I mean, the Munsters was just huge. I mean, a great 3-year run, and just a huge show. I mean, people are still watching and still talking about it.
Well, you know, it's interesting, the fact when I did the Munsters, my stepfather was playing professional baseball, and I didn't really appreciate it as much as I should have, because when I wasn't at the studio, I was at the ballpark shagging flies with, you know, the likes of, Gil Hodges was managing the Senators, and he was on the Angels, but McKinney was on the Angels with the 61, 62, 63 season, so it was like, oh, there were a lot of great players there as well. And Jim Fregosi used to come over to the house, and Bo Belinsky, and all the, had a chance to really meet most of the major league players. Because whenever I would travel, I'd always be able to go over to the dugout and talk to them because they were Munster fans as well.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. So baseball would have been your other love?
I was all field and no hit, so I enjoyed going to the ballpark. But as far as my love, no, I always enjoyed. I mean, I played Little League and I had a great time. And Kenny being a pro ball player was nice. But I actually enjoyed drag racing. When I turned 16, I was hanging at the drags with Jack Chrisman and Don Perdome and Tommy McEwen and all the greats there. And that was what I really enjoyed doing, was drag racing. And now I actually have a Munster Coach and a Dragula tribute vehicle that we do match races, and we recreate the Hot Rod Herman episode at drag strips around the country. As a matter of fact, I'm heading out the door here in a few minutes to go set up for tomorrow's drag strip in Bradenton Motor Speedway here on the Sun Coast in Florida, and we're going to recreate the Hot Rod Herman episode again.
Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. I mean, is that something that's going to have out on YouTube or anything where somebody can go check it out?
Yeah, you can go into YouTube and just punch in Butch Patrick's Dracula and Munster Coach rematch or anything like that. It's there.
That's fantastic. We look forward to meeting you in person and inviting people to come out and see you at Super Nationals, and that's next weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Hey, really appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Not a problem, and I don't have the cars with me, but I have a lot of great Munster merchandise, and people will really enjoy seeing what I've got to offer. So I look forward to seeing all the fans.
All right, fantastic. Hey, we got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, 4-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
know how.
If you've got a hatch, trunk, or hood that won't stay open, your lift supports need replacing. Luckily, NAPA has TurboLift lift supports for $10 off a pair. So unless you're one of those guys who thinks a sturdy helmet and an old 2x4 are suitable replacements, you'll want to get some TurboLift lift supports from NAPA. Now $10 off a pair. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how.
At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Hi, Joe O'Neill here. I like to search out locally owned and operated barbecue joints. The one I'm telling everyone about is Stackhouse Barbecue. It's Southern style and they season and smoke all their meats to perfection. Of course, you'll find brisket, pulled pork, chicken, and sausage, but my favorite are the baby back ribs. It's a perfect fit for the upcoming football parties. Open Wednesday through Sunday only. That's Wednesday through Sunday only with specials every day. Conveniently located just off 528 and Barber Loop in Rio Rancho. Stackhouse Barbecue. Fine smoked meats.
The thunder rolls in.
February 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
As the Route 66 Casino Hotel Super National
comes to Expo New Mexico.
Presented by Napa,
Spence Ultimate Lining,
and Rich Ford.
See over 150 of the nation's
hottest
rods, customs, motorcycles, and trucks.
Presented by
Your Wood Performance Center
and Discount Tire.
Don't miss
Chip Coos Built Hot Rods.
Hemisphere.
Presented by Car Crafters
and Napa Auto Care.
Four Wheel Parts.
And R&S Power Sports
present
Wildest Truck Auto Plan.
Hawk 45.
Martin Senior Bank
and Loose Custom
present the top custom in the world.
Old School.
See Wild.
Pro Street
57 Chevy
by NK Heating and Cooling
and Hotel Elegante
from Sick Chops
Slam
56 Lincoln
and Wild
Overcast
Laser
presented by Solar City
and Albuquerque Custom Tint and Glass
Old Car Garage
and King Kong Custom
present
Amazing
Custom Plymouth
Rare Air
meet in person
Butch Patrick from the Munster
presented by Traverse Mechanical Service
free kids tickets at McDonald's
save $250 at Napa Auto Parts
the Route 66 Casino Hotel
Super National
February 3rd, 4th, and 5th
Expo to Mexico
don't miss it.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2017 season will start on Saturday, March 4th.
The kickoff event is Heward Performance's Street to Strip.
Bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials. With over 50 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsmans, and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season starts soon. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there.
abqdragway.com.
Casino at the Downs hosts the Punch Board Payoff Monday through Friday, noon to 10 p.m. Win your share of $125,000 by playing your favorite games only at Casino at the Downs. Your home for winning entertainment, Louisiana and Central.
You never know when your weekend recreation will become an unexpected bone and joint problem. When it does, UNM Sandoval Regional Medical Center can get you moving again. Surgeons, physical therapists, and imaging at our Rio Rancho location, where we put you and your health first.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I tell you, that was a great interview with Butch Patrick. I am so looking forward to meeting him, and actually now we're less than a week away. And so joining the show now is Reggie Tibbetts. How are you doing this morning, Reggie?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, I tell you, less than a week away from the Super Bowl of car shows. That's right, the Super Nationals. I tell you, this 26th anniversary, I mean, how do you guys do it? I mean, this one's even bigger than last year.
We don't know. It just happened.
Well,
now, we put a lot of effort into it, you know, to we're running across the country here and there and, you know, meeting and greeting with a lot of different celebrities and car owners and all the top car builders in the country. And, you know, it kind of just comes together in the end.
Well, and I was really, really pleased. I mean, we just did the interview with Butch, Eddie Munster, Patrick, and it was really cool. I mean, that guy is a car guy. It was funny. I grew up loving the show, loving the cars associated with the show. I mean, the Dragula. I mean, it was awesome. But to just hear his passion for cars, I think it's going to be a big treat for them to come out and meet Butch.
Yeah, it is cool. And, you know, he's a great guy. We've met him at a lot of shows over the years, and this is the first time we've had the opportunity that his schedule didn't conflict with ours. So we were fortunate enough to get him for the show this year. But, you know, when talking to him at the shows, he truly is a car guy. He has a lot of cars, and he also has some of the old cars from the movie as well, or the TV show. So
yeah.
You'll find him to be a pleasant person, just nice guy, loves talking about cars and all the, you know, just things about you and your family. Great listener.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, before we get too far down in there, let's talk about tickets. I mean, you can get tickets now. It'll save you standing in line when you get there or purchase them there, but you can get them in advance at Napa. Tell everybody how they can get out and get some tickets.
Yeah, so you can go to any of the Napa Auto Parts store, you know, in Albuquerque and the surrounding cities and save yourself $2.50 each on the adult tickets. Great savings there. And while you're there, you can pick up a few parts and goodies for your vehicle if you're at Napa. And then you can go to any of the McDonald's restaurants around the city and get free children's tickets. You know, we strive to have this as a strong family event, and by having free children's tickets in the stores at all the restaurants there in town, all the 12 and under children from around the city should be able to get into the show free. So go get your free children's tickets.
That's fantastic. Of course, you've had that relationship with McDonald's and the Ronald McDonald House for years. What's it like to actually know that you're putting an event together and it's benefiting so many people?
Well, you know, the McDonald's Corporation and all the owners there in Albuquerque, as you're aware, are big supporters of that house. And, you know, we over the years actually had some experience with some families that actually had to go there, and all the devastation with the issues with children and with cancer and the families and the things they're going through. So it's awesome to have this relationship. But, you know, we give back to them as well pretty strongly. For every ticket that comes through the gate, we give 50 cents. It doesn't sound like much, but when you add them all up, it comes out to a big total. But on top of that, we also give a donation from the Super Nationals, and we also do a silent auction there at the show. So all in total, you know, it comes out to be a pretty big donation at the end of the show for the Ronald McDonald House.
That's absolutely fantastic. Hey, talk a little bit about your relationship with Route 66 Casino Hotel and the support that they bring every year to this event.
Right. So the Route 66 Casino Hotel Super Nationals, by the way, is the actual title sponsor. They've been with us now for 12 years. And the casino, if you're not aware, is a big car casino. I mean, these guys are really behind all of the automotive events, and we also put on some events for them out there as well. But we've been tied with them for a long time. And, you know, they've changed management over the years, and the management there has really supported the events and continue to support it. So, you know, I think you've been out to the casino, but just a great place, great decor, really Route 66 designed. And very friendly. There's so much to do there, and you can just have a great time, you know, eating, concerts, a little bit of gambling, everything you want to do there.
That's fantastic. So I know that you and Matt kind of divide and conquer on this thing, and one of the tasks that you're always faced with is kind of how do you get all these cars into that location? I mean, you know, with all the muscle cars, custom cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, everything, and, of course, the show cars that come in. What kind of goes into, you know, into the planning as to where all the cars are going to go?
Well, you know, getting them into the show is one thing, but getting them to the show is another. And
yep.
You know, Matt and I both are, you know, streaming across the country, meeting and greeting with all the top builders in the country, including other producers. You know, we've got a network of producers where we all share with each other, you know, names and numbers and different types of cars and so forth. And as a matter of fact, we're sitting right now as you're interviewing me outside the gate of the Grand National Roadster Show.
Awesome.
In Pomona, California, waiting to get in. This is one of the shows that we are able to solicit with a lot of the top builders in the country, because all the big builders come to this event. So that's what we're doing here. But, you know, and then getting them into the show, we have a team of four people that actually help us set up, design the buildings, lay them out. You know, and they look for colors, designs, different things, and they mix the whole show up with different types of cars. So it doesn't matter what building you go through, you're going to see something different, you know, as you go through each of the facilities and buildings. And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Wow. And, of course, you got to have a ton of volunteers that come out and help, because I know some of the different clubs will come out and kind of support maybe, you know, the different buildings, like the Flower Building or something with the fishing rodders. But, I mean, is there one, you know, that has gotten away that you've always been trying to get into the show? That's kind of like that like white elephant that you're trying to get.
I'm so sorry, I didn't catch the very end of there. You broke up.
Oh, no worries. I you know, I was just curious if there was, like, you know, one feature car that you'd always kind of had your eyes on and just hadn't quite got there yet.
Oh, you know what? there probably, you know, I hate to say it, but there probably really isn't.
Awesome.
We've been very fortunate to have good relationships with, you know, all the top builders, and we've, I mean, like, if you look at it, last year we had Chip Foose's car there, Elma and Don Voth out of Canada. Steve Mank drives that in, drives trailers in it, obviously, having the car there. But then this year, Don had such a great time at the show last year, he actually bought from Chip Foose the number one Hemisphere, that Wild Street Rod that was used as the initial design for the Chrysler Power. And so we're fortunate enough to get that there this year. And then on the on the Riddler car, the guys out of Texas that are bringing that, just the nicest people you're ever going to meet. And they're bringing in the Riddler car, and also there's going to be a Grand 8 car there also from Detroit.
Well, that's fantastic. Of course, you're at the Grand National Roadster Show, and of course, we've got a lot of locals that are showing out there that are actually going to come to Super Nationals next week. Who are you looking to connect with out at the Roadster Show?
You know, the good thing about the show is you don't necessarily always know who's going to be here, but there's always the top guys and the top cars, so we're excited to get in there, and what we always hope for is, you know, that next new builder or different type of car, and we look for the weird, the wild, and the different, you know, things that are just off the map, so that when we bring them to the show, people aren't seeing just all the common cars, they're going to see the top features as well. The good thing about the Super Nationals, though, is that, you know, we have the local cars, some great cars here. We have regional cars, the national cars. Just from every perspective of around the country, you're going to get a good taste of a pretty broad show of different types of vehicles.
Well, speaking of unusual, talk a little bit about the Hawk 45.
Yeah, very cool four-wheel drive. This vehicle was built for SEMA, and it's pretty crazy. You probably see on the commercials of it going up the sandhills and so forth. Extremely high-powered vehicle. Matt actually was able to solicit him. Kenny Hawk is actually opening up going to do a TV show this year.
Oh, wow.
And so that show is going to be pretty cool. But that vehicle itself, it has a 12-valve Cummins engine in it, you know, 3-inch chop on it, and it's still 7 feet tall. The entire vehicle's been stretched about 8 inches or so, but just the wildest looking four-wheel drive you ever seen. And of course he has those guns,
yep,
40-foot guns sticking out of it as well. So it's pretty wild.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Reggie, remind us of the show times and where to get tickets.
All right, so this year we're actually going to be open from noontime till 9 a.m. on Friday. Then we'll be open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday we'll be open from 10 a.m. To about 7 o'clock. And, again, you can get all your discounted tickets at the Napa Auto Parts stores. Save $250 on your adult tickets. And go to any of the McDonald's stores in Albuquerque and pick up your free children's tickets, 12 and under.
Awesome. Hey, Reggie, really appreciate you coming on the show this morning, and I can't wait to get out there on Friday.
All right, partner. And, hey, just remind everybody, the Route 66 Casino Hotel Super Nationals is coming to town next weekend.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Reggie. Appreciate you joining the show.
Take care now.
All right, so I hope you make it out next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hey, a quick reminder, Yearwood Performance is actually going to be open on Sundays in the month of February. So as you're working on that bill and getting your car ready for the track, make sure you go check out Yearwood Performance. Hey, this has been another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Talk to you next Saturday, 8 a.m. here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it.
101.7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.